Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. On the broadcast today, for the time being, we are going to take up individual subjects complete within the broadcast. The series format of Bible Studies affords the distinct advantage of fixing more firmly on our minds the truths presented. But if the listener is prevented for any reason from hearing a broadcast, that advantage is largely lost. However, the individual subject, complete with one airing, has its advantages too. The subject treated may indeed meet the immediate need of the listener, and for that moment, and our God can arrange such things. With this thought in mind, the subject for the broadcast today is establishing priorities. There are three wonderful people in the scriptures who established their priorities, and perhaps this had an effect in making them great and great examples for us. They are David, Mary of Bethany, and the Apostle Paul. In the 27th Psalm, we read there, David is writing, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple." David was writing this from experience, and he says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Now perhaps David wrote this psalm when he was fleeing from wicked King Saul. King Saul knew that David was going to succeed him on that throne, and he was afraid of David, and he tried to kill him. One time he amassed an army of 3,000 men and searched David every place he could in Israel. And David was kept on the run completely, and he could not get to the temple to worship, and he loved to be in that temple. David was a pursued man. He was hunted like the partridge on the mountains, and he wrote out of deep experience in this matter of the one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. The Jewish person, the Jewish worshiper, was very provincial in his thinking. He thought of that temple as being the house of the Lord, and it was. It housed the Shekinah glory of God. The tabernacle did too. And when people prayed, and prayed earnestly in those days, now their prayers were not limited to that temple, but when they really wanted something, they went to the temple. This is followed out in the book of Acts. Peter and John, even after the cross, after the church was completed, Peter and John went up to the temple at the hour of prayer to pray. This is provincial. God is not limited to a temple, of course, and we know that better today. The whole scriptures have not been written. But David wanted to be in the presence of the Lord. And oh, for the reason? The reason that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Oh, David had those longings. And I think that probably responsible for the establishment of his priority. One thing have I desired of the Lord. That was what he wanted most of all of the things that God had for him. He wanted to be in that temple in the presence of the Lord. Now we read of Mary of Bethany in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. The Lord, this is a familiar scene. We'll read about it. Now it came to pass as they went, and he entered into a certain village, and we know that this village was Bethany. A certain woman named Martha received him into her house, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was troubled about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Mary was sitting at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ, listening to his teaching, and she chose the best part, the one thing. Mary is seen at the feet of the Lord Jesus on three occasions. This occasion here, to hear his word, to hear him teach. She wanted to know his mind, his thoughts, and his desires for her. And then she is seen at the feet of our Lord Jesus at the death of her brother Lazarus. And she fell at his feet for solace and encouragement and strength at that time. And then later, she was at the feet of our Lord Jesus on the night before his crucifixion, and this was in the upper room. She came and poured an expensive box of alabaster upon and poured the ointment on his feet. Judas Iscariot was terribly upset. He said to the other disciples, why wasn't this sold and given to the poor? Judas Iscariot he carried the bag. He was the treasurer of the group. I don't know why. They didn't realize his ambitions, but he was covetous, and he wanted to get his hands on the money. Why this waste? The Lord defends Mary. He defends her, and he says, wherever this gospel is preached, what this woman has done will be mentioned. She anointed me for my burial. This pleasant odor that is rising from this ointment that she poured on his feet reminded him of how his death was going to please God. His death for you and for me on that cross to take away our sins, to remove that one barrier that would have kept us out of heaven. God wants us in his heaven. And he wants us so badly, he gave his son to die on the cross of Calvary for you and for me. And Mary alone knew that he was going to die. And this, the Lord says so. This anointment that she poured on his feet was for his burial. And that sweet ointment that filled the atmosphere in that room and followed him in his garments and for the rest of that day, that terrible, terrible day, reminded him of the joy, the perfume that his life was going to bring to God when he died, that God might have more sins and more sons rather, and more daughters. Oh, she performed a wonderful act, and we're doing just exactly what the Lord says. We're talking about her. Wherever this gospel is preached, this one thing that she desired of sitting at his feet was fulfilled in her own heart. And then there's the Apostle Paul. In Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, we read there, Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. And he means by this, to use modern language, I don't count that I have arrived. He speaks in the verses above of the responsibilities God gave him. But he says, I don't count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Ah, here's another priority. This one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark, toward the goal, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul was a very intense man. And he says, I am pressing. Now this is the runner that is getting the last ounce of his strength before he reaches the goal to get there. He speaks of further running, Christian running, in the 9th chapter of 1 Corinthians, but we can't touch upon it because our time does not permit. But he is determined that he is going to go on. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind, his failures and his supposed righteousness, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark. This is intensity. Now, did you notice, please, that in David we had the one thing of desire, in Mary of Bethany we had the one thing of devotion, and in Paul the Apostle we had the one thing of determination? And these are a spiritual sequence. They are related. You've got to have the desire before it develops the devotion that will lead you to the determination to honor God, press toward the mark. Now, these are thoughts that I think that we can carry into our lives today. Do we have the desire that David had to be in the presence of the Lord? And did you notice how similar Mary's desire was? She sat at his feet. And Paul's, that he might run to please the Lord. Now, these things are recorded for our admonition upon whom the ends of the age have come. These are examples. I think the thought of examples is the best teaching of all, and where our lives should be examples. And we should establish our priorities. In this busy day of the responsibilities that come upon us, in this busy, complex life that we have, even in those matters, we've got to establish some priorities. But how about spiritual matters? Do they count more than the things of this life, this temporary life of 70 years, perhaps? They do count more. They count for eternity. And God is anxious, very anxious, that you and I take these examples of established priorities to heart. He wants us to remember David and that devotion, and that devotion that led Mary to his feet. Well, it's David's desire. We won't spoil our sequence. David's desire, and then Mary's devotion, and Paul's determination. You know, I think that's largely lost in our Christian lives sometimes. When we first get saved, the energy of that new life and appreciation for Christ, that he is our Lord and that he died that we might be saved when we trusted him. And we forget somehow a little bit later on. We go on as normal and we forget that determination that Paul says, I'm not going to forget it. I'm not going to lapse into that lackadaisical way of life. I'm going on for Christ. Oh, for more of that determination in us today. Our Father, we do pray that David and Paul and Mary will speak to us through these examples and scriptures. We pray in nice Christ's name, giving thanks. Amen.